We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, delightful viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east. Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, C-Link Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongolsh. In Darhun Oles Province, Channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Shaw, Channel 14, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutulsh, on Channels 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiao La Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, European Union was the world's largest provider of aid in 2008. In sustainable energy news, India's street lamps go solar. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Mr. Kim Chupsop, a Korean school principal who promotes vegetarianism. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 17th, is the Independence Day of Gabon, observing its self-rule attained in 1960. Located in West Central Africa between the Republic of the Congo and Equatorial Guinea, Gabon is rich in mineral resources, with one of the world's largest deposits of iron ore. The ecosystem and relict cultural landscape of Lopé Okanda in central Gabon, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, shows evidence of 400,000 years of human settlement. August 17th is also Indonesia's Independence Day, commemorating its achievement of autonomy in 1945. With approximately 17,000 islands, the vast archipelago is located in southeastern Asia between the Pacific Ocean and the Indian Ocean. The Lawrence National Park of Indonesia, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, is the largest protected area in Southeast Asia and is the only one on the globe spanning snow-capped mountains to tropical marine environments. It is also among the most ecologically diverse national parks on Earth. Wishing a festive Independence Day to the citizens of Gabon and Indonesia.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Canada. In July, after wildfires ravaged West Kelowna in the province of British Columbia, forcing 11,000 residents from their homes, the Local Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or SPCA, rescued and offered care to some 300 animals who had been affected by the fires. Upon hearing of this caring act, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $5,000 to support the SPCA's loving deeds. Supreme Master Qinghai often asks for updates on disaster situations. With Master's permission, we'd like to share the following report.
August 6, 2009. Most beautiful Master, regarding Master's aid to Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or SPCA, Canada. We visited the director of Kelowna SPCA, Dr. Jim Inglis, who kindly showed us around the facility and shared many aspects of SPCA's wonderful local activities and animal welfare educational programs, including a fabulous summer camp for kids. We then presented Master's donation along with Master's international best-selling books, SOS flyers, and other gifts. Thank you so much, Master, for your love and care. We love you, Master. Love from Vancouver Center, Canada.
Thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this uplifting report with our viewers and our association's foreign group for providing this report. Dr. Jim Inglis and all personnel at the Kelowna Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, we sincerely appreciate your caring endeavours. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate concern and aid. As more and more people embrace benevolent and higher standards, may we soon herald an Eden on Earth for animals and humans alike.
Northeastern Spain scorched by wildfires. As northeastern Spain endured high temperatures, a wildfire sparked near the village of Montferri. Officials closed a main road, evacuated three farms, and ordered some 350 residents to stay indoors as dozens of firefighters worked to control the blaze, which has destroyed at least 80 hectares of land. Since the beginning of this year, wildfires have devastated some 75,000 hectares of land, nearly double the amount for the whole of 2008. Our earnest thanks, firefighters and officials, for your brave endeavors to ensure public safety and extinguish the flames. Let us all strive to lessen such calamities with a shift toward kinder, more virtuous ways.
Helping hands continue to reach Formosa or Taiwan in wake of Typhoon Morakot. Following the storm last weekend, workers restored access to the worst-hit village of Shaolin, where over 1,000 people remained stranded. To assist in the affected area's restoration, Australia is sending water purification tablets and cleaning supplies, while China is donating $17.5 million.
Mainland China's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Straits, or ARATS, has donated $16 million, and the nation's Red Cross Society offered $2.2 million. Singapore has contributed medical supplies, and His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI gave $50,000.
Hong Kong is providing $3 million to the Taiwan Red Cross, while the island's most wealthy businessman, Li Ka-shing, is giving an additional $3 million. Chinese vegetarian action star Jet Li assisted in relief efforts and comforting victims. Our gratitude and heaven bless your holiness, Mr. Li Ka-shing, Jet Li, all countries and organizations for your much needed assistance. May the divine watch over the affected with a soon restoration of normalcy, as such weather extremities are eased through humanity's gentler care of our precious planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Swine flu may be more threatening to vulnerable groups. The swine flu has been unrelenting in its toll across the globe, with 228,921 cases officially reported in 168 countries and territories, and 2,084 people who perished. Experts remind that the actual numbers of afflicted are too high to count. With more than 2,000 confirmed cases, South Korea has now reported her first death. In the United States, the past week has seen a jump of 47 new fatalities to a total of 477.
Hospitalizations have also increased by 15%, or over 1,000 new patients out of some 7,500 total. In Panama, a pregnant woman who succumbed to the swine flu highlighted the susceptibility of both expectant mothers and those with compromised immunity.
Chronic disease and malnutrition are the main reasons why Australian Aborigines are also becoming stricken with swine flu at higher rates than most. Although representing just 2.5% of the population, they have five times the rate of hospitalization and fatality from the swine flu virus. Similarly, in Manitoba, Canada, the First Nations Indigenous people have fallen ill with the virus seven times more frequently than the general population.
We pray for our fellow world citizens lost or fallen ill to this pervasive virus and wish for the resiliency of families, Indigenous and non-Indigenous alike. Even as we appreciate government efforts to curb the flu's effects, let us work to halt this and other worse epidemics by stopping their animal-based source and choosing instead the life-sustaining veg diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy,
It's ecology. It's compassion. It's peace. It's noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Afghans and South Koreans safely released. On Thursday, five people who had been campaigning for Afghan presidential candidate Dr. Abdullah Abdullah were freed from having been held one day earlier. According to Dr. Abdullah's campaign office, the workers are in good condition. In North Korea, Hyundai engineer Yoo Sung-jin of South Korea was released after being detained for over 4 months. He is now safely back home. We are very glad to know of the sixth person's peaceful freedom, wishing them many warm moments with family and friends.
Russia and Germany meet to strengthen bilateral ties. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the Black Sea resort of Sochi, Russia. Their discussions included human rights and boosting trade between their nations. Germany's recent emergence from recession was also seen as beneficial for their mutual relations, as Germany is Russia's biggest European trading partner. The leaders further agreed that reciprocal investments would aid both countries. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, Russia and Germany, for your constructive collaborations. Wishing the people of both nations flourishing friendship and prosperity.
Planet. Thailand hosts video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. On Saturday, August 15th, the International Climate Change Conference, Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, was held in Bangkok, Thailand. Opening the conference were introductory talks given by several distinguished scientist and physician guest speakers. As the highlight of the conference, special honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai had set aside her precious time to speak via video conference. Sharing her insights in a question and answer session, she spoke of the key approach to a secure future for all beings.
Killing is stealing life, the most precious gift to any physical being. Animals are killed for meat consumption in the cruelest ways imaginable. The killing must stop, and we replace it by virtuous ways of life that are also peaceful and kind. If all of humanity turns to such a standard, this world will be transformed indeed, heralding a true golden age of harmony and happiness for all beings.
Following this eye-opening event was a celebration of love for the planet and her co-inhabitants with the book premiere of Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Dogs in My Life and The Noble Wild's new Oloxies or Vietnamese editions. These two special books, bringing us ever closer to our animal friends, have been number one international bestsellers, along with Supreme Master Ching Hai's third volume, The Birds in My Life.
Congratulations, all participants of both meaningful live events. We are most grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for freely imparting both wisdom and hope at this fragile time for Earth's inhabitants. May we all join hands and renew our faith in the power of loving actions to save our beautiful planet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Himalayan diversity at risk. The Eastern Himalayas, home to 10,000 types of plants, almost 1,000 bird and 300 mammal species, as well as over 350 species discovered in the past year, are all being threatened by the effects of global warming.
In the report, The Eastern Himalayas, Where Worlds Collide, the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, states that melting glaciers and flooding will worsen the impacts of deforestation and pollution already present. WWF has called for measures to protect the environment of the Eastern Himalayas, as well as asking for carbon reduction commitments from governments meeting in Copenhagen this December.
Our appreciation, World Wildlife Fund, for your diligent efforts to inform the public and save the wildlife of the imperiled Himalayas. Let us act now with care to preserve these wondrous co-inhabitants of our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai frequently offers her caring wisdom about ways that humanity could help stabilize our fragile Earth, as she did during the July 2008 Heart Touch Tour video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan.
Up to now, we have lost so many, not just marine lives, but land species. They disappear faster than we can imagine. They suffer a lot. They die, or they completely disappear because of our careless management of the world. And we just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. We have to stop the harmful effect of meat consumption. Then we will see a happy, sufficient and satisfied world manifest in front of our eyes in a matter of weeks.
Save our planet. Humanitarian efforts help alleviate climate change effects in Haiti, with planetary warming bringing more frequent and severe hurricanes to the island nation. The impact has been intensified by conditions of poverty, lack of infrastructure, and deforestation. The area is especially prone to overflowing rivers that increasingly flood roads and houses. However, through the humanitarian contributions of the European Union and UK-based charity Oxfam, the first of several planned retaining walls have been constructed, which have already helped keep the small city of Anzavour from flooding this year. Heaven bless European Union and Oxfam for your kind-hearted assistance to the Haitian people. May such generosities and adoption of more sustainable lifestyles be the threads that mend our fragile earth.
Save Our Planet. Research by evolutionary biologists of the Australian National University in Canberra, Australia, shows that the wing length of different Australian bird species declined by up to 4% in the past century due to climate change.
Save Our Planet. The International Centre of Insect Physiology and Ecology, working together with scientists in Germany, Colombia and the US, reports that rising global temperatures are increasing populations of a small beetle that could devastate coffee production in tropical regions.
Save Our Planet. US teen pop stars Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato and the Jonas Brothers record the song Send It On to support a Disney program encouraging youths to be green, with all iTunes profits donated to the Disney Worldwide Conservation Fund.
Laguna. Hello everyone, we are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. And Laguna and I are vegan. We're here with a tip from our much-loved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please do not leave bird companions like us in direct sunlight for too long. It could lead to overheating and a fatal heat stroke. If you see them open their mouths and start panting, quickly give them water in the shade or in your home. Your consideration is greatly appreciated. Thank you very much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, your extra care for our health and safety with this tip. And thanks, thoughtful viewers, for your attention. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, the European Union is the world's largest provider of aid. In 2008, the European Union donated $16.7 billion to nations in need, which is approximately 60% of global contributions. This is an increase of 13% from 2007. Our sincere gratitude, European Union, for your ongoing support for the greater good. May humanity soon live in plentitude and peace on our marvelous planets.
In sustainable energy news, street lamps in India go solar. The West Bengal Green Energy Development Corporation has proposed replacing electric street lights in Kolkata with solar lamps. A device called a post-top solar panel can absorb the sun's energy and produce up to 1 kilowatt of energy during the day, which can then be utilized at night. The initial trial is funded by the state's Department of Science and Technology. Kudos, West Bengal Green Energy Development Corporation and Department of Science and Technology, for your eco-friendly project. May the future of green energy development be bright in a healthy and vibrant world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Mr. Kim Chun-sup, the principal of a Korean school where both students and staff are served vegetarian meals. We'll take a few moments in silent prayer for peace. Please stay tuned, we'll be right back. More celebratory news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cheerful news for a happier world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, featuring a school in Korea where the 91-year-old vegetarian founder is still healthy and active.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
On behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai, our association members in Korea presented the Shining World Leadership Award to the principal of Dongsong Academy, Mr. Kim Chun-sup, for his laudable efforts in promoting vegetarianism.
오늘 특별히 이 칭하이 무상사께서 우리들을 이 놀라운 이 고귀한 이러한 상패와 또 이 선물을 주셔서 대단히 감사합니다.
With deep respect for the Dongsong Academy's founder, the 91-year-old Ms. Lee Jae-hyun, who has been teaching at the academy for 42 years, Principal Kim humbly said,
모든 이 공로와 모든 영광은 우리 어머니에게 돌리는 것이 마땅하다고 생각이 됩니다.
건강하게 잘 뛰고 걷고 그러고 다니니까 제가 50년 동안 지금 채식만 하고 있어요.
At the Dongsong Academy, both the staff and students are served vegetarian meals.
우리 성경 레위기 17장 11절에 보면 육체의 생명은 피에 있다고 그랬습니다. 피를 만드는 것은 음식입니다. 깨끗한 음식을 먹어야 됩니다. 그러면 우리 성품도 달라지고 이러한 법칙을 지키다 보면 건강이라고 하는 것이 금으로 온다고 생각이 됩니다. 우리 아이들에게 참으로 채식을 권장하고 또 우리 주식인 쌀 이것이 백미가 아니고 현미로 계속해서 먹인 결과 아이들이 건강하고 성품도 고와지고
With a healthy body and mind, students at the academy are trained with a noble purpose in mind.
우리는 나만을 위해서 사는 것이 만족이 아닙니다. 온 인류를 위해서 우리가 공헌할 수 있는 그러한 우리 학생들이 되기를 바랍니다.
We salute Dongsong Academy's founder, Mrs. Lee Jae-hyung, and principal, Mr. Kim Chun-sup, for your all-round care of your students. May all young people be nourished with a compassionate vegan diet for a harmonious, loving, and intelligent world.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in English entitled Just a Little Fixing.
A girl gets into a shop and chooses a skirt to buy for herself. She tells the shop owner, "Oh, miss, I will take the skirt if you can fix it a little." The seller asked, "Yes, miss, where do you want it fixed?" The girl replied, "Can you fix the price tag on the skirt?"
And now for our viewers' hotline about a recent Olaxis or Vietnamese folk music presentation on a journey through aesthetic realms.
Vừa rồi chương trình của đài tôi cũng đã nghe thánh lại vô thần sư những thơ bài người ở lại và nhìn thấy bà trên TV tôi vô cùng xúc động. Tôi cũng cảm ơn đài truyền hình đã cho tôi nhìn thấy sư phụ và đã nghe sư phụ hát rất hay. Và cái bài hát sư phụ tôi rất xúc động. Cho tôi để đi tòa pháp cho sớm để tôi cũng muốn đi theo con đường của sư phụ để sáng suốt. Được nhìn tôi là như này.
Sincere viewer, Supreme Master Ching Hai's songs and poetry recitals indeed elevate us to the sphere of indescribable beauty, peace, and grace. Concerning your request for initiation, we have forwarded your message and a representative will be in touch. Thank you for your good wishes to Supreme Master Ching Hai with Heaven's infinite love.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Our appreciation for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart shine in the eternal grace of the divine. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
China donates 10,000 soccer balls and 1,000 bicycles for children in rural areas of Costa Rica.
Mayor Kevin Johnson of Sacramento, California, USA spends time camping out with the city's homeless, saying that a more complete understanding of their situation will help bring optimal solutions.
When molten penguin Ralph lost all his feathers in one day, human caregivers at Marwell Wildlife in the UK design a sun protective sweatsuit so he can still spend time outside with fellow bird friends as his new feathers grow.
During the 65-nation conference on disarmament, Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechur encouraged worldwide progression toward multilateral arms control and disarmament.
Animal welfare groups and the Puerto Rico Bar Association join in urging Puerto Rican Governor Luis Fortunio to halt construction of a primate breeding facility to avoid animal cruelty as well as health and pollution risks.
University of Alberta researcher Christina Engels discovered a process whereby the natural tannins of fruit seeds, such as mango pits and grapes, can be used to prevent potentially fatal foodborne illnesses.
Kuwait sends a second round of humanitarian assistance to benefit the 2 million victims of civil war in Swat, Pakistan and neighboring areas.
Saudi Arabia and the European Union donate $200 million and $55 million respectively to improve the financial situation of the Palestinian Authority in West Bank, Palestine.
Citing abundant research findings, Canadian Learning Initiatives teacher Trish Main says that a key component of toddlers' language development and eventual literacy is for parents to simply speak and listen to their young children.
Julian and Cynthia Lennon, the eldest son and first wife of late rock music legend John Lennon, open a museum exhibition in Liverpool, England, featuring previously unseen music lyrics from the former Beatle.
India and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, sign an agreement to increase bilateral trade by an estimated $13 billion over the next few years.
British, Swiss, and South African astronomers discover the largest planet in the universe thus far, a find that is further distinguished by the planet's orbit of a reverse rotating sun.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.